Now, a radio show dedicated to the genius of the Declaration of Divine Right, constitutionally preserved by our forefathers. The right to protect yourself and your loved ones from force, aggression, crime, and the tyranny of an overbearing, power-hungry government class. The right to bear arms, guaranteed in the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. The greatest and most enduring blueprint for governance ever devised by man. This amendment enshrines the proposition that the right to keep and bear arms devolves upon us from God and not government. Now, the Second Amendment Radio Show with your hosts, Bill Robinson and Ralph Esposito.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Second Amendment Show. This is your host, Ralph Esposito, with my fearless co-host, Bill Robinson.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, Doc at the controls.
Greetings.
Deftly making us sound wonderful.
Well, I get as close as I can, you know.
I'd like to mention the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker is a great place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They're at 2159 Empire Boulevard in Webster. You can give them a call for takeout, and that's 585-671-4353, 671-4353. They have great homemade soups, all sorts of specials, and, of course, a private party room, which you can use as long as you, you order something to eat and drink. So stop on down to the Nutcracker. You'll be glad you did. Well, Mr. Robinson, what is going on? You're busily looking through papers there, so.
Well, I'll just say we got three cases right now in the United States Supreme Court. Two have to deal with the gun situation, Second Amendment issues, the Antioch case and Gazala case. With the gun shops, the gun clubs, and background checks. So we're still working on that. And then the one recently was put in, another one, for the semi-automatic ban that basically they did back with the SAFE Act ban, roughly 48 different semi-automatics. So we're got that case pending now, too, in Southern District Court. So that one's going now, a brand-new one. So, you know, we got a lot of things going, about roughly 10 different gun cases pending right now. But our two main ones, Antioch and Gazala, their poem will be on talking about that here later in the show with us, joining us. And we'll cover that. But so there's a lot of stuff happening across the country. California again pulled a double cross on us again. One of those federal judges, a woman federal judge, said that that they can ban semi-automatic rifles. They can ban AR-style rifles.
They can ban anything they want.
Yeah, in California they can ban it. So that's been going up and down, up and down. You're going crazy. You can't keep up with this stuff. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. Eric Pratt has made a couple statements here with Gun Owners of America, the state of New York, and its cadre of anti-gun politicians have done everything in their power to weaken and outright ban the Second Amendment within our borders. The Supreme Court has made it clear that the right to bear arms extends to the public square, and this right is for all Americans, not just those who are residents of an individual state or that are residents of individual states. Anyway, bottom line is GOA's in federal court again, in the United States federal court again, and hopefully we're going to get a hearing with all the judges and get something resolved here.
I can't wait until they come up with a decision that you can own a gun, but they can ban the sale of guns and ammunition.
And ammunition, both, which they're effectively—
You can have them, but you just can't buy them.
They just won't leave. So the gun shops are still closed, and we figure we got roughly 180 gun shops now closed up throughout the state of New York because of the background checks, because they can't afford to stay in business because they're not selling ammunition. I know. So that's part of their main livelihood, running a gun shop. So people are still going to all over. They're going to Pennsylvania, Vermont, New Hampshire. They're bringing ammunition back from Florida, from all over the states. Ammunition's coming back here to New York State. And we're losing all that revenue. We're losing all that state
revenue
money.
And that's gonna come to a halt because Hochul has already announced that she wants all these cameras everywhere to make sure that if you go anywhere over the speed limit, you get a $50 ticket, which they can also keep track on people going across the border, in which case they're going to start probably stopping people if they suspect you have bought something such as a gun or ammunition, especially, and bring it back. So I think we're in deep trouble with these people. And they're in a little deep trouble, too. I mean, you look at New York City, and it's slowly flushing into the cesspool.
Well, look, yeah, there's your Democrats for you right there. Look, just evaluate New York City. You want more Democrat control over us, folks? Don't vote then. Let the Democrats pull you around by the nose
and look what
and control you day and night and always. Well, look at New York, New York.
Look what they've done in New York City. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we get all these laws that we can let these people in, and then they bring the National Guard in.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Which is it?
Well,
we can't have the police here, and then they bring the military in?
Yeah, but defanged military, they can't carry. You know, all they can do is go through your bag, and if you give them the finger and give them a shove, I guess they'll.
But they're bringing military in. What does this say for
to get
what's
us
going
used
to
it? To
rest
get
us
well, right here in Rochester with the illegal aliens in Rochester. They're illegal aliens, folks. When
it's
you
not,
get a chance, hold on,
okay,
Ralph.
Go
when
ahead.
You get a chance to talk to a Democrat, and they start this garbage. Undocumented workers or whatever excuses they come up with. They're illegal. They're criminal, illegal aliens. Call them what they are. And I'm a little bit irritated with Sean over there on his national show, too. You know, the migrants. No, they're criminal, illegal aliens. They're here illegally. They're criminals. Let's call them what they are. No, don't give them a smoke and mirrors and cover here. Go
they
ahead.
They're using them. It's not. Yeah. It's not. I mean, yes, the illegals are a problem, but they're the Democrats are using them to make conditions so chaotic that they can clamp down more and control us more.
Yeah, but they're fleecing us. We're paying. I've heard up to $3,800 a month for some of these illegal aliens.
It's their way of adding to the chaos.
Yes.
To destroy our society.
That's
and this is, you know, it's like Biden, State of the Union. Oh, the Lincoln, Lakely, whatever. That's just one person. What about all the people who are killed by
illegal aliens?
Non-illegal aliens.
Well, there we go.
Okay. However, a few years ago, I hear all the Democrats go, if saving one life, we should ban all guns.
Yeah.
Okay. But if an illegal commits a crime, oh, it's just one person, and then they apologize for calling the guy illegal.
Well, there's so many things going on here. So if you want the criminal to call the shots here in New York State, just don't bother voting. Just keep voting these Democrats in. You know, get Morelli, reelect Morelli again, and you're going to have more of this.
And Hochul,
all of them. Schumer. Gillibrand,
all the usual suspects. Chuck Schumer thinks that he runs the world now. You know?
Yeah.
Pretty
he's
much.
The commander. He's running the country, he thinks. Just ask him.
Telling Israel what to do.
Oh, yeah, that too.
He's in charge of, of foreign policy.
What's he done with China? What has Joe Morelli done about China, the China invasion here? The criminal activity of China, the spying of China throughout the United States of America, stealing our secrets, the work secrets when you set up a factory over in China. Now they want more information. They want virtually every information on how you make a product, how you manufacture a product. That's the way they're doing business, and they're spying and spying and spying, and they're getting away with it. We don't even have teams set up here in Monroe County. We should have a team to neutralize the power that China has over us just in Monroe County. The county manager should have a team set up to defeat, to start at least neutralize or counter the Chinese influence here in the state of New York and Monroe County.
They're leftist worker bees.
Yeah. So they're, you know, the government, well, when you got the president of the United States is an agent of China, what do you expect? He's an agent. Isn't that something? I mean, we got a president of the United States that's virtually an agent. China wins every single time if there's some kind of a conflict, some kind of a problem.
Well, it's not surprising they pay him more than we do.
Well, that's it. What they pulled down,
true.
$8 million they pulled down in a couple of years there out from China? Then you got this Tyson Foods, Tyson, Tyson Foods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to hire all these illegal aliens. They're talking about employing 42,000 illegal aliens in the food processing business. And they're removing blue-collar workers.
Right.
This is what they're up to now.
Well, this is what the whole thing – this is what this has been all about. I mean, this is why there's no effort to stop what's going on at the border, because the because big business wants it. Big pharma wants it.
Yeah.
Big farming wants it. You know, the Democrats want it because they think they're going to turn into Democrat constituency.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not their
political
Democrat
power. Democrats also want it because it'll change the congressional allocation of seats.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're running out of time here, so we got to let's go to a break. And our first guest today should be Tom Williams. Tom Williams with Paradox Consulting Group. He's going to be covering the New York State recertification process, a little bit about that. We're going to talk about it today.
Hey, some people are made of plastic. You know, some people are made of wood. Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are to no good.
Rock on. Harley-Davidson and Rock On Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock On Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock On has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock On Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WYSL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Bill Frady here. Whenever my ideological bloodlust begins to wane, I listen to Bob Savage on WYSL.
Hey, Mr. Gun Collector. How do you like buying a new rifle now? This is what happens when you don't show up and you don't vote. Elections have consequences. Vote your gun rights and save the Second Amendment. Remember, not voting is a vote for no guns. This message brought to you by MonroeCountyScope.com.
WYSL.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
You're listening to the Second Amendment Radio Show on WYSL.
And we're back in this segment we have Tom William from New York State the Paradox Group. He's a New York State consultant, and he's going to help us talk about the New York State recertification program. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, Tom, we were chatting the other day about this business. You saw a article in one of our friends' newspapers there. Give us the rundown on what was recent in the paper, and let's cover that for a few minutes.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be on the show. And as many sportsmen in New York State, I subscribe to New York Outdoor News, which is the only statewide publication, comes out every 2 weeks, with information for hunters, fishermen, trappers, and just people in the outdoors. And, of course, it has a lot of information on commentary on what's happening in Albany with different laws. And I was really surprised when I opened it up the other day to see an advertisement from the New York State Police. And it says advisory, and basically they were taking sort of a public service announcement reminding people how important it is to recertify your concealed carry permit in New York. Of course, this doesn't apply to Westchester, Nassau, Suffolk, and New York City, but all the upstate counties. It was at one time a five-year program following the SAFE Act, but then with Hochul's new laws 2 years ago, it's now every 3 years you have to recertify. And and interestingly enough, the ad is done very professionally, and it's not, you know, an intimidating type of thing. It's basically a, you know, letting people know that it's important to recertify. And I was kind of surprised to see it, but I think it was a good thing because, you know, most of us agree that we prefer not to have this level of paperwork in New York State, but the reality of it is it's the law at the moment, and going online to do it is very simple. You don't even need your permit in front of you. All you need is your driver's license number, and you log in with your information, and you can check the status of your permit and recertify it. Basically, they're confirming that all your contact information is correct and that the list of handguns and serial numbers for those firearms are accurate, and you hit the button and it's done, and you get it. You get an immediate reply with a little printout showing that you're good for, you know, until the a date 3 years down the road.
Yeah. Now we have to make that clear. It's 3 years they're giving you now, not the five we initially had. So people have got to understand that.
Yeah? The only difference in the 5 year is, Bill, is that if you currently have a permit that is only for premises or employment, the recertification is 5 years, but on the typical carried permit, it's still 3 years. The important thing for concealed carry holders in New York to know is twofold. One, even to this day, I run into people that are not aware of the fact that this system even exists. I mean, though it's fairly well known, I do see people occasionally who do not know it's something they have to do. Secondly, if you don't do it, and for some reason you say, well, I'm going to buy another handgun, and you turn and you go to the county clerk or whoever handles your paperwork in your particular jurisdiction, and you say, I want to add this gun to my license, or I want to take this gun off my license, they're going to know right away that whether your permit is valid or not based upon the certification. And there are jurisdictions where you potentially could temporarily lose your license because they might make you reapply, depending upon how the judge handles it in that particular county.
Well, in one county, I think it was Ulster County, we had two judges down there that were pulling the permits because they did not re-up them. They did not recertify. Some
so
people
did. They were being proactive with the list themselves, not waiting for the individual to.
Well, I think how they got snagged was they went in to get a couple more guns, whatever
right, exactly.
happened, and they caught him that way. And then the judge got it and sent him a letter and said, appear in court. And they appear in court, and then they get their pistol permits pulled.
So, and, you know, a lot of information we get in the outdoor world of the gun world today is, you know, there are some facts, but most information people collect is anecdotal. I mean, you travel a lot, Bill, and people tell you stories of what they experience. I can't tell you how many people I know that have totally missed the boat with recertification. In one case, a friend of mine who didn't do it hit 5 years too late, and he sent it in, and they recertified it. And I've seen a number of people who have missed the date. So from what I've been told through various law enforcement sources and people that I know, that they're really not looking to hang anybody out to dry. They just want to make sure that for the purposes of their system, it's up to date. And, you know, I take that for what it is, but, you know, the reality of it is that it kind of it's been kind of going that way because people I know of who passed the recertification date did not do anything different with their guns, went online to recertified, and they got it done, and there wasn't any downside to it. So while we have to live with this process, I would encourage everyone to be diligent about it and to make sure they do the recertification because the last thing you want to do is get tripped up on a technicality.
Well, as I say, you know, I bring this up, this five-year business, because it was always 5 years. You know, when it was passed, it was 5 years renewing it. And then we did it ahead of time. A number of us, I think 17 of us, decided we're going to do it ahead of time, like 3 weeks ahead of time before the deadline. And we got the printout. I printed it out for 5 years. It was going to be good until 5 years from that date, which was last year. And then you get back on the computer again, and you check it out a month later. And they changed the date on it. They made it to 3 years, even though
I'm one of those people. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I did it a couple of weeks before Hochul's deadline.
Yeah, that's what we did.
And it gave me a 5 year window, and
yes.
then it was changed.
Yeah.
The important thing to realize is that, you know, as you say, it's always been 5 years. Well, it's always been. It was only 5 years since the enactment of the SAFE Act.
Well, that's why since that, they initiated
right,
is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. I mean, concealed carry licenses in New York are printed on valid until revoked.
Yes.
And that was always the case, except for the downstate area in Westchester and below, where you had to have them renewed periodically, depending on the jurisdiction, whether it was 3 years or every year. I don't remember the details. But now everyone's kind of under the gun with this. And, you know, I don't know what help it is to the state. You know, other than the fact that, you know, you can make the case they want to know what everybody's got and what they're doing and how they're doing it, and I guess, you know, that's part of the program. But, you know, until such times as the system changes, you know, the last thing you want to do is lose your ability to carry concealed because you neglected the technicality in terms of the paperwork.
Oh, yeah, and it's a major deal to try it. If you get your permit pulled for some reason, it's a major deal to get it back. You've got to basically reapply.
Right.
So you don't want that.
The other thing I want to mention in connection with this is this week, within the last week, I've received in the mail three different notices for renewals. Now, it's interesting, you know, the other states, I have non-resident permits in 9 or 10 other states. I've really spent a lot of time on the process. And these states are proactive. They actually mail you a reminder it's time to renew your permit. Now, New York State doesn't do that, but, you know, Connecticut, Utah, Arizona, et cetera, states like New York and Massachusetts do not. But it's interesting that the more, you know, gun-friendly areas tend to, you know, encourage you to get your paperwork in and renew your permit on a timely basis, which for a lot of people, you know, it's just another housekeeping item. So I would encourage people, probably a lot of New Yorkers who listen to your show, not only have a New York permit, but they perhaps have a Utah permit or a Florida permit because they've taken one of these the multi-state courses. And it's a lot of paperwork to keep track of it, but if it's important to you, I would suggest you keep an eye on it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Keep an eye on it, yeah, because, again, your permit it will be in jeopardy in certain areas of the state of New York.
So for the benefit of your listeners, Bill and Bob, the website troopers.ny.gov is the New York State Police website.
Yes.
That's again, troopers.ny.gov.
Yeah. All right, very good. Now, Tom, while we have you up, your primary job, what do you do for a living there? We mentioned Paradox Consulting Group. What is that?
I do communications and marketing services for a wide range of clients, including small businesses, organizations. I've done, you know, political campaigns. We've done a variety of things. We do a lot of municipal work for county and local government for their websites and things like that. Recently, I've been working on a project, which I'll share with you, you know, when I get it finished. But I've been reached out to me by a number of county federations to talk about, you know, improving their communications with the members of the sporting public, or whatever. So we're in the process now of working on some new websites and videos specifically for sportsmen's groups, so they can present what they do to the public in a more practical way. Because most people that belong to a shooting club or a sportsman's club, you know, their communications presentation is weak, and the public may not understand all the quality things that are done. You know, I'll give you an example. Dutchess County has a program where they do hunters helping the hungry. In this past deer season, they processed and donated 5,000 pounds of venison to local food banks, okay, in Dutchess County to be distributed to people that need it. And there's an incredible contribution that the sportsmen and the sportswomen bring to their neighbors that, you know, the average person doesn't know. I mean, you know, some people have a misconception about what a sportsman is. And I think that, you know, we need to put our best foot forward as much as possible, because if we don't do it, no one else is going to do it for us.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to mention again, you mentioned in passing New York Outdoor News, very good paper magazine, monthly is it once a month or twice?
No, it's a tabloid-sized newspaper, yeah. Comes out every 2 weeks.
Every two weeks,
Danny Ladd is the editor for New York, very pro-gun, pro-sportsman. He puts in a lot of information about what's going on. People are allowed to write in letters to the editor. It's a great platform for information. But, you know, they only scratch the surface, because they've got a circulation of 25 or 30,000 people every 2 weeks. Well, you know, there's 700,000 or 800,000 people in New York State that have a hunting license. So, you know, they're only touching a very small portion of the audience. And so we have to do as many outreach things like this radio show and other things for people to communicate what's going on. I mean, I'm glad they're there. I mean,
we need
for them. There'd be nothing.
Yeah, we're going to try to have Dan Ladd on our show here and cover the Outdoor News, because it's a great paper. I've read several articles on the lawsuits that they've put together. They actually interviewed me, and they interviewed Paloma and a number of others of us in the Second Amendment movement, and especially involved with the lawsuits. And bottom line is, everything they put in there was dead on. No twisting of any facts. Dead on.
No. They're a very forthright operation. And the other thing I want to mention, and we've talked about this before when I've had the pleasure to be on your show, is that New York State gun owners who, you know, in this case we'll talk about handgun owners that have a permit, you know, are obviously aware of, you know, the lawsuits and the challenges and the legal issues that are going on in New York, but in a myriad of states around the country. And I think it's important for gun owners in New York not only to know what's going on in their own backyard, but what's going on around the country, whether it be Massachusetts, New Jersey, California, you know, pick a state, because sometimes these things have impacts on what we do, and the more informed they are, I think it's good idea, and it, New Yorkers should be following what's going on in Massachusetts, because Massachusetts has written a series or present a new series of laws to modify all of their gun laws in the state, much more severe than what we currently have in New York. It's created quite an uproar, and they have a very, very well-organized group called GOAL, GOAL.org. That's their website, and I would encourage New York gun owners to follow it, because they do a great job of presenting what's going on over the year, like you guys do with GOA in New York, and I think it's important that we know what's going on beyond our borders.
Well, the crime situation, all of these states throughout, you know, there's about 7-8 key states that are trying to change everything around. They're going after, they're targeting the legitimate gun owners. They're not dealing with the crime, with the criminals in their own direct areas, like Monroe County here, Rochester, New York. It's a war zone. The city of Rochester is a war zone. Shootings, robberies, knifings, what else? Doc does the – what do you call your
Shooting du jour, and they also had the stabbing du jour, but the real metric that is very noteworthy is car theft.
Yeah, car theft. Thousands of cars, right? Thousands.
That seems to be a hot topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if it's thousands. It depends on what time frame you're talking about.
Say the last
a lot
2 years.
It's up, you know, triple digits.
Yeah. It's outrageous what's going on here, and it's throughout the state of New York. The crime stats are way up, and this governor, I mean, she won't even let the National Guard be armed in the subways. I mean, what is going on here? We have to have military in our subways now because of the crime situation?
That's what she wants. This is what the left wants. They want people to get used to troops in the streets.
Yeah, they do. So, I mean, we've got them patrolling. We had them in Rochester here with the illegal aliens, babysitting the illegal aliens in Rochester, New York. It's unbelievable.
You have the National Guard is on the street in Rochester?
Oh, yeah. They're not necessarily on the street. They are doing security details in the city of Rochester for the illegal aliens here. Okay?
Also Buffalo.
And Buffalo, too, yeah. So feeding, clothing, sheltering them, whatever you want to call it, babysitting them. It's unbelievable what's happened here. But that was before the subway.
Tom, it's really bizarre to see the National Guard being used as a form of DoorDash for the hotel that was once a luxury hotel that's now housing these people.
Yeah, it's just
the hotel's making lots of money.
If this was a movie, you couldn't believe somebody wrote the script.
I know.
Yeah, you got it. So anyway, all these new crime laws, these laws that they passed to give the criminals free rein of the streets, you know, arrest them, let them go. Anyway, bottom line is it's not working, hasn't worked. Crimes, I mean, it's really dangerous in all of our cities now, more dangerous than ever. And then she targets the governor I'm talking about and Letitia James and the head of the state police, which is the bulldog organization that's used to go against us. Not that they've been giving us any trouble so far. They've been fairly fair. No issues with the state police so far with the gun shops. Been very fair and open. And
That's why when you and I spoke over the weekend, I was shocked when I saw this advertisement from the state police. And again, it's not done in any, you know, there's no spin on the way it's done. It's very forthright. Just it's advisory, and you know they want you to do the recertification, because I got to believe that most of these guys really don't want to be involved with this nonsense.
Well, they don't.
Absolutely.
When you talk to them privately, they don't. They can't say too much openly because they can get nailed or thrown out of the state police. But the bottom line is they are stuck with the job of being the bulldog, the harassing agency for the Democrat Party throughout the state of New York. They're being misused by the governor, by Letitia James, and we got to stop that. So we got to convert, get it back to what they used to be, the state police, what they used to be, get them back to doing their normal jobs and get them the heck out of the gun business. That's what we got to do. And our lawsuits, hopefully, will do that when we win them. Anyway, and wrapping it up with you, Tom. So
yes, sir.
Advertising to anybody if needs advertising help or consulting help, give us your contact information.
My name of my company is Paradox Consulting Group, and our website is consultparadox.com.
Okay.
Consultparadox.com. Got it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate your help.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Bill, have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye. So you're maybe you're running for office somewhere, and you don't know how to put together a campaign.
Oh yeah, he's doing that.
This is what he does.
Well, it's not just that, but he's advertising generally speaking in the key places. Well, depending what your field is,
political campaign, you need to advertise.
Absolutely.
But any other purpose as well.
Yeah. So he's done a great job. He's helped us out. He's helped Gun Owners of America, New York, out a number of times. Worked on projects with us, and it's working.
Yeah, they're conservative.
Oh, totally. And that paper, the New York Outdoor News, is outstanding. I mean, been dead on. Every article I've read about our gun movement, the Second Amendment movement, because it's mainly a fishing, hunting paper, but they put our ads in. They'll put articles in about what we're doing, including with Paloma there. And everything's been dead on.
Now, does Paradox have any connection with that newspaper?
He's working with him because
he doesn't own it.
No, he doesn't own it. He has no ownership with it. He's just helping them and working with them on ads and general advertising consulting work. All right, so let's go to a break again. And you got something to cover, Ralph?
I do. Yeah. I'd like to mention Veneto's wood-fired pizza and pasta. Hopefully we're going to be having them on as a advertiser soon.
Yeah, well, we are. Yeah, he's going to be on with us, I think, the 1st of April.
And they're at 318 East Avenue in Rochester. You can give them a call at 585-454-5444. That's 454-5444. And if you stop in there, tell them that you heard about them on the show and that you'd like them to start advertising again. Also, the Village Barber Shop. Ted is a master barber. He owns a shop at 36 North Main Street in Fairport. Spend 15, look like a million. He does take reservations, 585-388-0141. That's 388-0141. Cuts a great, great head of hair. Let me tell you something, folks. He really is an excellent barber. And, of course, Rosie's Italian Cafe. If you like Italian food, all sorts of Italian dishes, including things like calamari, greens and beans. You'll love it. 585-385-5600, 385-5600. They are at 2133 Five Mile Line Road. That's just south of the Four Corners in Penfield.
Okay, and by request, since Ralph is with us, here's Pistol Packing Mama, one of his favorites, on Second Amendment Radio.
I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Packing Mama, lay that pistol down.
Rock On, Harley Davidson, and Rock On Power Sports, West Henrietta Road. Shop the greatest selection of legendary Harleys and save big on a wide array of used bikes. And Rock On Power Sports has rides from Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Rock On has a helpful staff to save you big money. The Rock On Service Department has expert technicians and a great supply of parts to get and keep you on two wheels. WISL listeners get $500 off used motorcycles while supplies last. Rock On has side-by-sides, ATVs, and jet boats, too. Anything that's fun and goes fast. On and off-road and on the water, shop the all-new Rock On first. Rock On Harley-Davidson and Rock On Motorsports, 2600 West Henrietta Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 424-2120. Visit rockonharleydavidson.com.
Safeguarding your freedoms and your future. The WYSL stations.
Hey, Mr. Private Citizen. Do you think that not voting protects your privacy? The government is already listening to your phone calls, monitoring your purchases, reading your emails, tracking your movements. Elections have consequences. If you don't vote, you give up your constitutional rights, including your Second Amendment rights. Not voting is a vote for no guns. This message brought to you by MonroeCountyScope.com.
Proudly sponsoring the Second Amendment Show on WYSL, Turnbull Manufacturing Company, not only performing faithful, accurate restoration of vintage firearms, now Turnbull is a federally licensed manufacturer of new firearms, including our own line of Colt-style single-action revolvers and Winchester-style rifles. Our expert gunsmiths hand-fit our firearms using period-correct finishes. New or restored, a firearm from Turnbull is one you'll be proud to own, display, and use. Visit our beautiful showroom on 5 and 20 in Bloomfield. Open weekdays 8 to 4:30. Check TurnbullMFG.com.
Unexpected noise rumbles downstairs in the middle of the night. Your heart races as you tiptoe in the dark and see a flashlight beam scanning the walls of your home. That's when you're glad your gun has a LaserMax sight. Everything changes when a pulsating green or red dot paints the chest of an intruder. And a featherweight, dependable LaserMax laser sight on your gun greatly assists in target acquisition and accurate firing in stressful situations. LaserMax, the green or red lights that both mean stop. New shooters learn sight picture and trigger control much faster with a LaserMax sight. Available for all popular guns for guide rod, accessory rail, side plate, or frame mounting. Made locally, LaserMax, the choice of law enforcement professionals. LaserMax. When a second shot isn't an option, visit LaserMax.com. WYSL.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, a locally owned and operated gun shop here for your hunting needs. With changes in New York State laws, they'll work with you to fulfill your needs. Open from 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, Avon Gun, East Main Street, next to Tompkins Community Bank.
This is Second Amendment Radio, locked and loaded on WYSL.
AM 1040, FM 92.1, and FM 95.5 West.
And we're back in, and in this segment we have Paloma Capanna. Paloma, how are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Have you all recovered from St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Our corned beef overload, yes.
Did anyone find the gold is my question.
Not in New York State. They tax that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, here's your pot of gold.
You have yourself was looking.
Yeah, you wind up, your net after taxes is half of one doubloon.
Well, you know, it's budget season, so that may be the new plan in Albany, out of desperation to close the gap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think they're going to require every New Yorker to go through your defroster vents and your sofa cushions and send in anything you find.
Well, they're going to be paying us soon. We have to work. They'll take out what they want from our salary, and they'll give us little vouchers for rent and for food.
Ralph, it's already that way.
That's true.
Well, Paloma, so we were chatting the other day about some concerns you have, we have, and so it's your time here now. Go ahead. Let's start off with what do you want to start off with, cover. You know, we got the three lawsuits now in the United States Supreme Court you're part of, connected to indirectly, two of them. Anyway, but go ahead.
It's kind of like, where do you start?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A little bit. Okay, so let's get organized. It's Monday morning, and it is budget season in Albany. So what Bill and I were talking about that really is a little bit new is we've got to get everybody on top of their legislators. During budget season, although many times the supplementals have nothing to do with budget or money, they do put through amendments to laws. And sometimes those deals that they reach in the back room and sometimes even the men's room in Albany, especially in the Senate men's room, can affect our Second Amendment rights. We've seen it in our favor a couple times. We've seen it not in our favor other times. But the laws at issue most recently are from summer of 2022. What we saw in the 2023 budget season were amendments that groups got, not Second Amendment groups, but other groups like historic reenactors, to the CCIA, to the Concealed Carry Improvements Act of 2022, and so it's budget season. And what I was saying to Bill is we need to get on the legislators to do at least one thing for dealers in firearms, and that is the repeal of General Business Law Section 875, -ii, as in insulted, as in igloo, as in, you know, whatever I word you want to choose there. But that is the provision that criminalizes this whole list of new mandates hoisted on top of dealers in the state of New York, federally licensed dealers in firearms, that is driving them out of business. In normal regulatory law, the penalty is financial, or it has to do with the license. In other words, the agency like the DCJS, Department of Criminal Justice Services, would go in and say to a dealer, listen, you've got a violation here. We need to have a remediation process, or if you don't want to fix the problem, then we'd like to start a process to revoke your license. Here, what you have under the new laws in New York is that if a dealer so much as has a 14-year-old kid walk in to purchase a fishing license, that dealer is actually committing a Class A misdemeanor, yeah, as the law currently stands, because no person under 18 is permitted in a dealer in firearms, which is exactly where fishing licenses and youth hunting day licenses and so forth are sold. So we've got this horrendous disconnect that Kathy Hochul and her administration is trying to, and is very successfully, driving dealers and firearms out of business, mm-hmm, at the rate of one FFL per business day. At this point, we've lost over 165 FFLs in the state of New York since this started. So that's roughly 9% of dealers and firearms have gone out of business without them even charging a single person, because the threat of criminal prosecution is sitting there against dealers in firearms. And I would like to remind those of you who are sitting out there listening to WYSL, if you happen to be a law enforcement officer, we all know where you buy your guns. We all know where you buy your ammunition. And it's at your local FFL. So it is high time for the Sheriff's Association, the police union, and all law enforcement groups to be joining this effort, to be calling legislators and saying, hey, do you realize I re-up? Do you realize I get my custom firearm that my department allows me to purchase separately and use on duty? Do you realize that the exemptions for law enforcement officers in the restricted and the sensitive places contemplate that they are armed at all times to protect the community? So if you want legislative purpose, you need to repeal Section 875, sub I as in insulted, because you are literally criminalizing the very place that law enforcement and other law-abiding citizens in the community go to not only fulfill job responsibilities for the safety and security of our communities, but fundamental Second Amendment rights.
Initially, when the Antioch case, I call it the Antioch case, initially with Gun Owners of America was put in, and the paperwork went in to the federal courts, Northern District on Syracuse. Anyway, bottom line is, didn't we have amicus briefs from two or three different police agencies, groups, at that time for that case? If I recall, I forgot what groups it was. We probably should contact them and say, hey, you got to get with it here and get after this. Wasn't it the Sheriff's Association put one of some of the I'm not sure what agencies or what organizations. These are related to the police. I'm trying to think what they were. I have to go back and look on the files on that. Do you remember that, Paloma? They joined our lawsuit on that one?
They are co-defendants, so they were not writing in support of the plaintiffs. The Antonia case involves co-defendants who are law enforcement officers. We do not have that profile in the Gazzola case. We are only suing the Hochul administration. So it's Hochul, it's James, it's Rosario,
okay,
it's the superintendent of the New York State Police. law enforcement has been conveniently on the sidelines this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Well, that's why we want to bring this up and talk about it, yeah.
Right.
Are they going to join us?
As have the county clerks, as have other organizations. So, you know, to some degree, what I'm really drilling down to here is now that we know that FFLs are closing, and they are closing left and right. I mean, a 9% departure rate, so roughly 20 per month at this point. That's why I'm saying every business day we're losing an FFL. We started with 1,791, you know, at the start of the case, and we're now down into the low 1,600s. So people are both turning in their license early on their three-year renewal cycle or otherwise not renewing. And I talk to dealers all across the state. The number one reason why they are doing this is because the threat is there of Class A misdemeanor charges, including jail time. And it's just not worth it. I mean, most dealers are small, medium. They are not franchised. And they are in the business because they are passionate about helping people comply with the law. They're passionate about the Second Amendment. Very supportive of things like youth high school shooting teams and so forth. And so at the point that somebody's, you know, practicing federal compliance law for 30 and 40 and more than 50 years, several of my plaintiffs are more than 50 years of practicing federal compliance law, but now you're saying, you know, we're going to criminalize you if you do something as simple as leave your kid at the shop to go to make a bank deposit. And your kid is simply there with an employee, that's now a misdemeanor. And that's just not worth it.
Yeah, and then you also you have the enforcement methodology of gotcha, too, which, I mean, I can't think of any specific examples, but that seems to be the attitude, right?
I can. The attitude is that the New York State Police is sending in individual officers from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. They're showing up in unmarked cars. They're showing up without uniforms. They're showing up without business cards. They don't even want to give their names. They're just there to harass dealers. They're not doing anything to make it safer. You know, they've got this 31-point checklist that you can get from my website if you'd like to see it. It's just a Microsoft Word doc. It does not even have the imprimatur of the New York State Police organization at the top of it. There's nothing even to suggest it's a state document.
Yeah.
And these are the same officers who, if you will, not the same exact individuals, but the same persons who come in to my clients' stores to purchase their ammunition and hang out and chat and get a cup of coffee, or in the case of zero-tolerance manufacturing, even some cotton candy on a Saturday. They happen to have a cotton candy machine that's zero-tolerance manufacturing in Ghent, New York. Shoot the jabberjaw. Complain about the law, and they're there on the badge. They don't even want to do a background check, right? So we've got to come to a place where there's a come-to-Jesus minute here, where if the men and women in blue are going to be coming in and using my dealers as their giddy-up for all of their toys, for all of their exemptions, of which there are many, depending on your philosophy of the Second Amendment and depending on your philosophy of law, should they or should they not have the exemptions that they have, I think is open to debate. But if they're going to come in and they're going to use our dealers, everybody needs to be getting on top of their local assembly and Senate person during budget talks, which is right now. We're on an April 30 deadline for the budget. And tell them we have to repeal Section 875, I as in insulted, that you would try to criminalize the entire industry of firearms dealers in the state of New York to drive them out of business. Because on a very basic level, my question to you, officer, listening right now to WYSL, where are you going to go to get your stuff? To even go to a job? Armed.
Well,
because we're not going to be there if this keeps up. You're 9% down on the industry and falling every day. Supreme Court hasn't helped us three times. I have a fourth petition in, currently pending. I have the state of New York in district court. Now they don't want to do anything. All they're doing is asking for extension after extension after extension.
Yeah, they're stalling.
Because they're winning without doing anything.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
dealers are closing.
That's their MO. If they just sit there and wait until everyone's out of business, they won.
Yep. Well, they won because people don't think, oh, that the police are arresting anybody, so it can't be a bad law. But this is what an unconstitutional law does. It takes a reasonable person who becomes familiar with the law who says, I'm not willing to take that risk. That is exactly what an unconstitutional law does. And that's why Stephen, myself, other attorneys, why we are fighting before someone gets arrested. That's why we're on the civil side. We have the plaintiffs. We do not have a criminal defendant. We're not waiting for that first arrest. Now, as concerns the CCIA, Stephen lucks out because his clients and other individuals who properly conceal carry, you don't know if they're breaking the law or not. You can have somebody going to a zoo armed, and you don't know. My clients are sitting at their stores with regular published business hours, and the officers stroll in. Stroll in. We're not even going to get to subparagraph H, which is what gives the officer the full authority to do whatever the hell they want when they walk through the door. Because that is just complete overreach. But if we're going to do one thing to keep it simple, stupid, we've got to get rid of sub I. We have to get rid of the criminal charge.
Yep. All right.
So that's my assignment to every listener. Get on the phone. Get on the phone to your local assembly and Senate person. I don't care what party they're from. I don't care if you like them or not. We have to make a stink. That's how the groups in 2023 got those budget amendments to the CCIA. They made a stink. And we haven't made a stink since the SAFE Act. And I know people got discouraged. There wasn't much result for the amount of effort we put into it. But I'm telling you, point blank, dealers are closing. It is time to make a decision, whether you are in this fight or not in this fight. And if you're sitting listening to this radio show, you can make 2 phone calls.
Or more.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I try to at least get past the minimum, right? I mean, I'm full-time on this. Not everybody's going to be full-time. Not everybody can stop their life or drop their job and go full-time on this. But what I'm saying is every single person who claimed to be a Second Amendment supporter and who otherwise enjoys fancy-schmancy, crap and skeet, beautiful, expensive firearms with custom-engraved plates and all of it, get on the phone.
Yeah, and there's something else that they can do too, Paloma, and this is something that we're hammering here thanks to our friends at Scope, and that is make sure that you register and vote. Because while, as you suggest, it's not reasonable to expect people to turn this into a full-time profession, but when we have seven out of 10 concealed carry permit holders not voting, that's something that we can easily correct at a cost of precisely zero.
Yeah.
Now, Paloma,
don't tell me that you know, we don't have the right candidate. I'm with you that we do not have the majority. There are also those, though, who are moderates. There are still members of the New York State Assembly and the Senate who do crossover voting. And budget season is where dirty deals get made in the back room. Used to be 3 men, right, in the back room. That was the phrase that paid during budget season. And at this point, it's 2 women and a man in the back room. But this is when deals get made. And there are some pretty huge progressive items on this budget season list where our minority philosophically members in the Assembly and the Senate actually have some leverage, because the Democratic Party is split on the big issues for the 2024 budget. Yep. So this is a very rare opportunity. We have not had the same kind of budget season split since the year after the SAFE Act.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're pretty much out of time, Paloma. Now, your contact information. Go ahead. What's the best way?
2ampatriot.com, my website, best place to go. Lots of free downloads, newsletter you can sign up for, contact sheet if you want to send me a love letter.
All right.
My total attitude on a Monday.
All right.
And it's a great resource, too, folks.
You just got to put up with me on this one. I cannot stand to see the state getting away with what's going on here.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate all the information, Paloma.
Thanks for all your work, Paloma.
We'll be chatting with you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Paloma.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yep, Paloma Capanna, folks, our Second Amendment attorney. She's working on a number of things, helping us with a number of cases. And we've got to get off our rear ends and get with it here because we're being basically fleeced and being played for suckers and fools by the Democrat Party in the state of New York. And now it's budget time, so now we have a little somewhat of a chance here to manipulate and, some things and get our way. But we have to stop the absolute persecution here of our gun shops, our gun dealers throughout the state of New York, because we're gonna not have too many by June if this keeps up. You know, I mean, we're probably going to lose another 25.
Dying breed.
Yeah. So do what you can. Give us a hand. Give us a donation if you can. Give us a hand with these lawsuits. If you can, send us a check at Gun Owners GOA New York website. I'd rather P.O. Box. Send it to our P.O. Box. P.O. Box 25532, Rochester, New York, 14625. That's P.O. Box 25532, Rochester, New York, 14625, GOA, New York. And check out our website at goanys.com, goanys.com. We've spent a lot of money on these lawsuits so far. There's multiple lawsuits pending right now. And we have three cases we're working on right now in Supreme Court. So and it costs all, that last round cost us roughly $6,800 just to get back into the Supreme Court. So we got to make up that money because we can't have Paloma covering all this out of her own pocket here. So we appreciate, by the way, all the support.
It can't happen that way. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So do what you can to give us a hand with that. And let's see here. A couple other issues here. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that there's multiple lawsuits. We've got roughly 7, 8, 9 lawsuits pending right now in the state of New York on the gun issues. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the last one was just recently submitted was on the semi-automatic bans from the SAFE Act. Roughly 48 guns they banned in the state of New York. Totally unconstitutional, totally illegal, and they got away with it. So far, they've gotten away with it. So we're fighting that. That's our latest one. Anyway, some of our other sponsors. One is Northside Salvage Yard. 381-9667, 381-9667 for guaranteed tires, auto parts, give you cash for junkers, Jerome's Auto for car repairs, truck repairs, 482-5573, 482-5573, Jerome's Auto.
Okay, with that music, we're out of time. Till next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Keep your powder dry, and yeehaw!